Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Oh, my God, there's so much news. I did a harmony with the woo. So much news. Oh, my God. I'm so amused by myself. There is so much news. There's Doctor Who news all over the place because the show's coming out. So it's just there's a plethora of news, an absolute cavalcade of musicals. I don't know why it's a musical now, but it is. There's no business. No, I won't do that. I know. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast when I know the entire world is very busy listening to the latest Taylor Swift album, which goes for about 12,000 hours. I think all of the songs are all too well and they're all too long. I did love the 10-minute version of All Too Well. I can't deny it. Anyway, Doctor Who news. Millie Gibson is apparently telling all and sundry, well, mostly Entertainment Weekly, about Ruby Sunday having a multi-season arc. Because she's trying to convince me she's not going to die at the end of the first season. Because that's the theory that I've decided on. And I'm sticking with it until, 10 weeks from now when we find out I'm completely wrong. Because I just... when I watched The Church on Ruby Road again recently, I just was struck by that moment at the start of the episode where the doctor is seeing baby Ruby dropped off and is crying as the mother walks away. And I'm like, why is he crying? How does he know her? What's going on? What is the story? I need to know. But of course, I'm not going to know for weeks because it's a teaser. And he's wearing the cowboy hat. I need to know. But yeah, I my presumption is, and I hope to be wrong, because I love being wrong about my theories. I love being wrong about my theories. But my presumption is that she dies saving the universe and the doctor, and then he sees her as a baby and cries. Anyway, that's... that's what's going on in my head. I want to be wrong. Russell T. Davis has said that he's going to dig into the doctor finding out that he's a foundling. Just as Ruby was a foundling and the doctor says, oh, yeah, me too. And apparently he says it's going to be the spine of this next season. And I never know when they're talking about the season that we're about to see or the season afterwards because they're in the middle of making that. So I'm confused myself because we haven't seen the new one and there's another one coming. But I'm very excited about it. So basically what he's saying is the whole timeless child thing is not only going to be, you know, there were a couple of mentions during the David Tennant and Catherine Tate specials, but Shooty Gut Was Doctor is also going to be delving into those things, which I thought my presumption was that when the bi-generation happened and he said, oh, because you've healed and I got to have all your healing, that was what he was talking about. But no. It's some other healing. So yeah, that is fascinating. And like, I kind of love it because it makes the Doctor more mysterious again, which is something that the Doctor was when I was a kid, because I never really saw Gallifrey. There were like, Gallifrey got mentioned very rarely, and it was, you know, a blink and you'll miss it kind of thing. Like there was Gallifrey and the three Doctors, and then, you know, the other two Doctors came back and was like, oh my God, this is the best thing that ever happened. And also the Deadly Assassin was banned when I was a kid because it was too frightening. So I didn't get to see it for years, not till I was much older. But then when the 80s came along, like it was Gallifrey this, Time Lord that, and they were mentioned every other breath, and it kind of like did, you know, Doctor Who did lose its mystique a bit. And then obviously when Russell T. Davis rebooted the show, he cauterized it in its own little bubble with the Time War. And then Stephen Moffat brought it back, and then we went there every 2 weeks again. And yeah, so it's kind of nice that the Doctor is a mystery again, you know, and I'm also glad that we're not sweeping the entire Chibnall Whittaker era under the rug. And yeah, so it's because, you know, I enjoyed it. I know not everyone did, but that's their problem. I just want to know if we're going to at some point deal with the trauma of your adopted mum killing you every other day, over and over and over again, to see how many times you would regenerate. like Tech Taeyeon was a piece of work. Yeah, she makes Mama Rose from Gypsy look like a saint. Sing out, Louise! Yeah, that is a reference. That's not for everyone. I told you it was a musical. It's a reference from Gypsy, the musical. Like one of my favorite musicals ever. I went to see it once with Carolyn O'Connor playing Mama Rose. And oh, what an indelible performance that was. Like just incredible. There are a couple of film versions. There's the Rosalind Russell one, where Rosalind Russell was fine, but I didn't think she was the best. Like Ethel Merman had played that role on Broadway and been a lot. But Natalie Wood is amazing as the daughter, as Louise, or Gypsy Rose Lee, as she becomes. And then there's the Bette Midler one. Bette Midler is amazing, but I wasn't mad for the Louise in that one. Like, she's good, but, you know, when you've had Natalie Wood, you're like, yeah. I wish, like, someone could, with the AI, splice those together for me. That'd be great. Thanks. Don't do that. That's a ridiculous thing to do. There is also, I watched, my friend Kim worked on stage door at a theatre in London and said, oh, there's an amazing production going on at the moment, which was Gypsy, with Imelda Staunton playing Mama Rose. And Peter Davison was in it playing Herbie. And they filmed that for, you know, one of those arts channels. I've watched that one. I quite enjoyed that. It's weird seeing Doctor Who do a sing, but now that Shuddy Gutt was singing in the show, I'm like, okay, well, that's a thing that happens now. maybe Peter Davison in Gypsy is an early incarnation of singing Doctor. Just ignore me. I'm being ridiculous. So Russell D. Davis also stated that they only have a 2-year order from Disney. So, you know, cross your fingers that Who Dis is a success, because I don't know if we can go back to egg cartons and wobbly walls. We've been spoiled now. Like, because Davis says the money that Disney gave them is all on screen. Like, he said, but one example is that they can have aliens, an alien race with lots of faces. Like, you know, in the past, if there was a Jadoon, there was one Jadoon who had a face and everyone else had a helmet. And if there was a face, it was the same face for everyone. Like, the Ood all looked the same. But he said there are bird aliens, and each one of them is individual. Because we've obviously seen in the trailer for a nanosecond, Indira Varma, who has been in Doctor Who before. Well, I mean, she's been in Torchwood. She's in the very first episode of Torchwood as Susie Costello. And she gets, you know, a whole bunch of audio spin-offs. But Indira Varma is a bird woman in that Bridgerton episode that's got Jonathan Groff in it. By the way, speaking of Indira Varma, if you are into Terry Pratchett, Indira Varma does the audiobooks with Bill Nye and Peter Serafinowicz, and they're so delightful. Like, I know, like, I know Squally was horrified when I said I didn't like Good Omens because it was it was too whimsical, but I've been getting into Terry Pratchett, so maybe it'll happen at some point. Also, Shooty Gut was doing a lot of publicity. There's a huge piece in the American magazine Entertainment Weekly, one in the gay magazine Attitude, where it has some fascinating things to say about sexuality, race, privilege. But the only quote being, you know, amplified from that, of course, is where he talks about how people of color have to be exceptional, but mediocrity is celebrated in white people, which is not untrue. Like, I've seen that happen with my own eyes. It's an actual reality of life. But, you know, everyone's running with that as if it's some sort of culture wars moment. Yeah, I'm sure I won't be long before I'm inundated with hideous YouTubes of people screaming about how Shooty Gut was the worst person who ever lived. Ugh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.